anti-racism rallies and marches across the country, protesters are coming face to face with police, but also with heavily armed civilians. As Guns in America's Heath Druzin reports, America's gun laws make it difficult to diffuse the tension.
Can y'all hear me? Now y'all can.
That's Buki Ogunrinola addressing a candlelight vigil for Black Americans killed by police and vigilantes in Boise, Idaho. More than 4,000 people sat in silence in front of the state capitol as she read an essay about police violence.
This is about Brianna. This is about George.
As she was speaking, a large white man with a semi-automatic rifle stood up in the middle of the seated crowd and started to yell. It was hard to make out what he said, but his face was creased with anger. There was a momentary hush, a couple tense seconds, then a woman calmly strode over and stood between the man and the stage, arms folded. Ogunrinola didn't miss a beat.
You know, once upon a time, there lived a little boy down the street.
Armed counter-protesters, mostly white, have confronted anti-racism rallies in at least 33 states, according to a review of reporting in social media by Guns and America. Some of the counter-protesters say they're there to protect businesses. Others oppose the Black Lives Matter movement. Some have acted like police, stopping protesters and demanding IDs. And it's led to violence. In Albuquerque, a militia member allegedly shot a protester. And in Boise, just a day before the vigil, a man fired his rifle into the ground during a rally, momentarily panicking the crowd. Whitney Mastal helped organize the Boise vigil. She said security's a concern, but she won't be intimidated.
It's something for the vigil that I really, really, really pressed upon our volunteers and the other people that joined us in helping, that it's not something we're going to give our time or attention to.
Armed protesters and vigilantes are able to operate freely in much of the country. That's because many states have increasingly relaxed gun laws, leaving law enforcement unable or unwilling to step in, even when protesters say they're being intimidated.
To put it bluntly, white men with guns have been very scary throughout American history if you're a person of color.
That's Shakira Sanders, a law professor at the University of Idaho. Yes, Sanders says, broad interpretations of the Second Amendment mean there is a lot of freedom to walk around armed. But she wants officers to take initiative and head off armed people she sees as clearly threatening protesters.
If I'm the only person of color or one or few persons of color in my community, how can I really effectively exercise my First Amendment rights if I know there are going to be armed individuals there who suspect me for some reason?
Here's the thing. States like Idaho have spent the last few years stripping away gun restrictions. Just 5 states, for instance, prohibit people from openly carrying handguns. Just 12 states place restrictions on carrying long guns, like semi-automatic rifles. That leads us to the other part of the equation. Guns not only make protesters uneasy, they put police in a tough spot.
Showing up at a place just to intimidate peaceful protesters, there's no room for that.
Gary Rainey was a longtime sheriff in Idaho. Now he does law enforcement consulting for the Department of Justice and use of force training around the country. He says a steady rollback in any gun regulations has also put law enforcement in danger.
I mean, now we have armed groups who are looking for the opportunity to create insurrection in government and do some sort of overthrow. So as an officer responding to this, you don't know who you're dealing with.
And Sanders, the University of Idaho law professor, wants police to understand the mere presence of armed white people at a rally can be a threat to people of color.
How much of that context are we supposed to be tolerant of, especially now where you've had recent murders of young Black men, particularly Ahmaud Arbery, Trayvon Martin, where individuals are supposedly afraid for their lives?
There are more guns in civilian hands in this country than there are people, so these conflicts are likely to continue. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzin.